Broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
World famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And welcome to the program. We have a couple of things to do this hour. And again, we thank Herb Sewell for being with us. It's a very difficult thing to ask a guy to come on your radio show who has a criminal background, who admits to his criminal background. It is a courageous thing to come on a radio show or a talk show with a criminal background, regardless of what we may think that person's getting out of it. It's a courageous thing because you are obviously setting yourself up for every kind of attack, most of it justified. I don't think that Herb would argue that it isn't. So that part I don't have any qualms about. But I do have to say that it nonetheless is appreciated by us because he doesn't have to do it. He doesn't have to come on the air. He's getting whatever rehabilitative plus there is in it for him. We're happy to provide that. If it gives him some a better standing in the community, we're happy to provide that. But nonetheless, he's going to take his shots, whether he likes it or not. And the fact that he did come on knowing that, you know.
Gotta give the guy credit.
I give him credit. I give him credit for that. All right, a number, even though that we will never, ever, and I think Herb understands this, never, ever, ever quite feel right about him given the crimes that he committed. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We're going to talk here in this first segment. We've got a couple of segments planned. We're going to talk in this first segment to Jeff Dowder. And Mr. Dowder is a part-time professor of mechanical physics at Caltech University. He is going to join us from his home in the San Gabriel Valley of Southern California. And this is something that I was talking about this briefly on my radio show on Saturday night. I saw something that just made me sick to my stomach. And then, of course, as I read on, I realized that there might be some motive or method to the madness of this thing. What I saw, what I read, ladies and gentlemen, was a review of a book called Wet Goddess. And this had been, actually, the story had been sent to me by my producer in Los Angeles, David Brinkley, who works at KFI Radio. And it was about a guy claiming to have had sexual relations with a dolphin.
You mean like a mammal?
The mammal, dolphin, the porpoise.
That's sick as hell.
Yes, it is. It's completely sick. This book, I later come to find out, is an absurdist. It's an absurdist tome. It's based upon a modern style of absurdist, dare I say, satirical writing. Nonetheless, it's taken to the nth degree of literally challenging the reader to believe it. To that end, one might say that it's like an Andy Kaufman sketch. Others might say, humor at some point lets the audience in on the joke. So with me right now is Jeff Dowder. And Professor Dowder, you're not a guy that ordinarily works with literature or the liberal arts.
No, I don't. It's really kind of interesting because I've got a couple of students who, have talked to me about that particular book you're talking about, and while I'm in the science department, I do have some limited knowledge and some limited interaction with the students. In that part,
Hold on, Doc. Your phone is fading in and out, okay?
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is I do have limited interaction with students in the liberal arts department.
Okay, and so in other words, why we're talking to you, though, is you've read this book?
No, I read the reviews, and I'm familiar with some of our students who do believe that, like yourself, It's a book that is revolting, and at the same time, it's a book that is, revealing.
And do they believe that it is a book of satire, or do they believe that it really happened?
I think they're split down the middle, and I think there's some that believe it did happen, and this is an individual, an individual who has had that experience. I think there's some that don't. But here's the reason why I think it's important to take both sides into consideration. First of all, I forgot what I was going to say. What are you talking about? You're talking about...
What do you mean, what am I talking... We're talking about this book, Wet Goddess.
Right, yeah. First of all, there's a similar study that was done, I don't think it's a book or anything, concerning a relationship that an individual who I know had with an otter, and I know that's a lie, because an otter will rip you apart. I have spent the better part of 2 years and a couple of $100,000 of my own money going from one university to another, one city to another, and doing interviews on every talk program, television program, and any podcast, anybody who, I've been, speaking to groups of old ladies or like the Women's Old Lady Voter League, and I've talked to neighborhood watch groups, and I have done all of this to get the word out that Mr. Bo, who is a friend of mine, Mr. Henry, is a liar and did not have any such relationship.
Now, I know Toby Bo as a... he was a former professional surfer who is... Does he work with you on staff at Caltech?
No, he does not. He does... he's a writer. He's pretty much a part-time contributor to a few skateboarding magazines. He contributes to some surfing magazines. He has done he does... tracks the migration of certain kinds of marine mammals for different corporations, and is in general sort of self-sustaining with some artwork that he does and so forth.
And so would you say he's an artist?
No, he's a scientist, but he is a alternative, very much an alternative lifestyle.
Is it Dr. Bo, not Dr. Bo?
No, he's not a doctor. I'm a professor. He's just... A scientist with a master's background, but no.
Okay, is it his contention? It is his contention that he had a sexual relationship with an otter.
That's his contention, and the book came out, as I said, 2 years ago. And the first tip off to me was the name of the book. It was simply called Otter: A Journey of Discovery. I found that really humorous, because if you're trying to tell me that if you're trying to tell me that you got, neighborly or friendly or however you want to put it with an otter, right there I'm calling bull, because an otter will tear all of your face, it'll tear you up.
All right, well, you already said that. You said that an otter is a very violent creature.
Otters are extremely violent with humans. They're violent with any creature that invasion of a habitat. And of course, it was Mr. Bo also who had, given me the information about jackrabbits, high weeds, and so forth. So
Now, that was a story that was told to you folks. The jackrabbits running fast?
Yeah, jackrabbits running fast through high, dry weeds caused, fires, because a spark of static electricity off their fur onto the weed caused just a blaze to erupt. And the rabbit is gone, so there's no way you're really going to be able to track or tag or otherwise track the rabbit to the hole.
Why would you want to do that?
What, the rabbit that caused it?
Well, why would you want to do that?
I mean, you're going to want to track it. I mean, look, We've had people that have been killed by bears. What do? You go out, you find a bear and kill it. I mean, I would want to know if my house burned to the ground and someone said to me a jackrabbit sailing through a weed done it, I'm going to want to get, I don't know, some payback or something because it...
What do you mean payback? People track these bears because, or any other kind of wild animal that can kill because they're afraid. I do not support that. I know it's a horrible thing that an animal will kill a human. I think killing that animal is, now that's nuts. I think the animal needs to be removed from that area and put further and deeper into the reserve, or preserve, I should say, where they're not going to have contact with a human being, okay?
Well, okay, so if a rabbit running through the high weeds touches off a blaze that basically incinerates the San Bernardino Mountains, and you're saying to me, you come home to your cabin, it's burned all the way down to the footing, and you're supposed to go, oh, okay, well, I guess I'll make myself a peanut butter sandwich and I'll go back to work now. Is that what you're trying to tell me? Because
no, that's not what I'm trying to tell you at all, Professor. What I'm saying simply is we're getting way off the track here, but you're talking about what Mr. Bow had discovered.
This is Toby Bow's discovery law about in the late 90s.
All right, about why one of the reasons why we have forest fires. Okay, not to get off on that, I want to come back and get more into this book that you are, obviously you're claiming it's a farce.
I don't think it's a farce so much as I think it is it's a con, it's a hoax. I don't think he intended it to be a farce. I think he intended it to be believed for the purpose of extracting money.
All right, we're going to come back here with Professor Jeff Dowder on what he calls a book that is a hoax, Otter, A Journey of Discovery. And he's talking about Mr. Toby Bow, a friend of his, who he claims wrote this book for, exploitive money-making purposes, and that's it. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Radio for patriots, by patriots. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL. And welcome to the program. We have with us Jeff Dowder. And Professor Dowder is with Caltech University. We're talking about for reference purposes, we need to have this book in the background. It was one that was appearing on Amazon with some 5-star reviews. The fact is, this book called Wet Goddess, about a guy that had a sexual relationship with a dolphin, is most likely a work of farce, a put on. It's most likely if you want to call it a hoax. You, Professor Dowder, had a similar experience, though, with your friend Mr. Bow. Now, you know, these two books are so similar, and they come so close together. And I don't know the name of the person that wrote the book Wet Goddess. How do you know they're not the same guy?
No, I mean, I know that they're not. I know that Mr. Bow is working on Otter, Journey of Discovery. And it's shown the manuscript to a number of people, some artists and writers that he know in the Northern California area, in the Portland, Oregon area, some people that he know in Salt Lake City and so forth. So I don't think that he wrote it because, first of all, it doesn't make any sense to write a book called Otter, A Journey of Self-Discovery, which is a book ostensibly about a sexual relationship with an animal, and then turn around and then have a similar book called Wet Goddess. He used his own name on Otter. The name on Wet Goddess is Malcolm J. Brenner. Are you looking for the name of the book?
Yeah. Is that his name?
Yeah, Malcolm J. Brenner was the author of Wet Goddess. Wet Goddess, so in other words, Wet Goddess was obviously a lift of Otter. The thing that was disappointing for me is I spend 2 years going from school to school. And
I want to ask you about that, okay? Can I interrupt you for a minute?
Yeah.
You, this man's a friend of yours, and you spend 2 years, and you say $200,000 of your own money trying to tell people what a hoax this book is. Why?
Well, the reason was very simply this. What he was doing was wrong. You know, it's just wrong. And there had been, if you're going to reference the story in the Wall Street Journal, where he claimed that I was basically acting out of some level of sour grapes because of the fact that I wanted to publish a book on his claims concerning brush fires, and I was going to give him full credit. I was going to tell him, my readers that it was Mr. Bo who had come up with this theory on the static electricity and the movement of jackrabbits. Nonetheless, he went ahead with this story that I had some sour grapes or jealousy that he'd done a book on, sex with an otter, and I had not yet come out with my book on wildlife. And
all right, well, you know what? I'm having a difficult time understanding all the cross currents here. But let's just stick with this book. You say that you felt it was wrong. Okay. You're giving me his reasons. I just wonder about yours, you know.
Well, I mean, the fact is that, you know, I had planned on coming out with the first installment of the book the book that I was planning on doing on the jackrabbits, but then I realized he was doing this other book and felt that it was more compelling of me to do that, you know?
No, I don't know.
Well,
on the one hand, you're telling me that you wanted to stop this book from publication because it was wrong. On the other hand...
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, on the other hand, you're telling me that you wanted to come out with this jackrabbit book and somehow he wanted to stop that. I don't quite understand, and that's okay, all right?
Well, no, what I'm saying is...
No, hold on. I don't want you to tell me anything. The book on the otters is what we'll concentrate on here. Whether or not there is a reason, I don't know. So...
Well, there is a reason. I mean, the reason that I'm given is that... I told you what the reason is. I think it's wrong, and that's that, you know? And
you think it's wrong, the ulterior motive being quite possible, you know, you're angry that you were going to come out with a book on jackrabbits and he came out first with the otter book.
There's some of that, sir, yes.
Okay. You realize how all of this sounds really weird.
No, I know that. I mean, if I could roll it out in the way that I originally intended to.
No, that's what you're doing, and it still sounds real weird. But anyway, let's get back to otter. So you have spent 2 years and $200,000.
Yes, sir. I've gone to schools. The book came out and is now is now in print and is now selling, I wouldn't say briskly, but it's selling at a fairly consistent rate. So for 2 years and $200,000, I go from town to town and village to village. And what happens, but the book comes out and people are going to read it.
How do you know that in your travels, in talking about this book, you didn't further promote it?
Well, I'll tell you this much, Mr. Henry. I don't know how I further promoted a book where I said there's a book coming out called Otter, A Journey of Discovery, where the individual claims that he had a sexual relationship with an otter, which is impossible. And if you read it, it's, think about it, it's sex with an otter. That's sort of messed up, and then the fact that just intellectually it's impossible because otters are very, I guess you'd say they're very vicious animals, and if you try to have, that's ridiculous. You know, if you tried to have sex with an otter, it'd tear you. It would not be happy. You know,
I don't imagine any animal would be happy. A human being attempting to have sex with it. In reading the reviews of Wet Goddess, I realized that after my initial reaction, I realized it was a con or it was a put on. I don't think it's a hoax because it's so absurd that anyone would know that it's meant to be a put-on. Now, is this book Otter a put-on?
Is the book Otter a put-on?
Yeah.
Well, you know, no. I mean, you're asking a question that is ridiculous because Mr. Bo is saying he had sex with it. I mean, I could, you know...
All right, hold on for a minute. Well, Let's recalibrate, let's reboot, and we'll be back in a minute here as we talk with Professor Jeff Dowder on the book Otter, A Journey of Discovery, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL.
Phil Hendry. Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. On the line with me here is, we got Professor Jeff Dowder from Caltech. And we are talking about an unusual story, but he has the inside on at least one facet of this. And we're discussing a book that, to me, seems like a hoax and most likely is, called Wet Goddess, a book about dolphins and a man that had, quote, a sexual relationship with one. And Professor Dowder is talking also about a book written by a friend of his, Toby Bow, called Otter, The Inside Story. Before we take a phone call here, Professor Dowder, you know, I don't want to confuse you or get you lost in a lot of particulars. I'm simply trying to find out the level of protest that you raised over this book. Did it have any effect?
Well, I mean, I felt that it did with a lot of people. I mean, I know Mr. Bow, but I didn't really go into why I think Toby Bow, you know, is a, you know, why I think he's a liar or why I think he's a, whatever you want to call it. I mean, you know, all the students may say the guy's a douchebag, you know, from way back, and I'm not going to say about that. But I will say that the argument that I gave on account of the book is that there's no way you're going to have sex with an otter, and that's because otters are well known to be vicious, violent. They are a take-no-prisoners animal. They have a habitat, what they protect. They eat clamshells. They are not clamshells, but they eat clam. They're, you know, I mean, they eat clam and everything, and they also are, I forget.
Well, where do they live? Are you talking about saltwater?
Yeah, saltwater otter. I mean, the most common otter that I'm talking about lives in, like, Northern California.
Right.
Yeah, they're all off of the coast. They do eat clam. They eat, you know, clam. And I'm sort of stuck on eat clam because that's sort of a male. It's the paradigm of the male mind. You know, we go to that.
Yeah. Okay. Fine. Great. So let's get off of clam. What else do they eat?
They eat clam. Boy, that's really interesting. I want to keep saying they eat clam. They eat,
All right, I'll tell you what they eat. Don't they eat crab? Don't they eat...
Yeah, crabs. And
not, yeah, crabs, as in the ones you find in the ocean.
As in the what? Yes, sir. Yes, I apologize, Mr. Henry. Yeah, and they eat, I think mostly what they do, and if you've ever seen an otter in the wild, they'll roll over on their back in the water and they'll crack the shell on their stomach or something. It's very kind of funny to see an otter eat, I remember now, albacore, whatever that shellfish is in Morro Bay, they also eat.
Well, there's been I know the California fishermen are not fans of otters any more than they're fans of sea lions because both of those creatures compete with them for,
Yeah, they do. They eat the same thing that the fishermen are trying to, And I know fishermen and otters have been going back and forth for years. It's a test of wills in a lot of ways. And the otter is not, you know, the otter knows what he's up against. and the fisherman knows what he's up against, and the otter, I think the otter in a lot of ways is more formidable, because an otter is going to say to a human, I know you got a boat, and I know you have, flippers, or them frog skin, frog feet, or however you say it. And
what do you mean they know that you have a boat?
What I'm saying, not literally, but the otters, I think, are probably aware of the human and what we can do. And
all right, hold on. Let me get to a phone call here in Southgate. Mavis, hi, you're on the Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Professor Jeff Dowder this evening on the otter, this book called Otter, A Journey of Discovery. Go ahead, Mavis.
I'm listening to this gentleman on the radio, speaking to Mr. Henry. And first of all, I want to say I love your program very much. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
Yes, sir. Your name is Mr. Dowder, right?
Yes, ma'am. Jeff Dowder.
I've always loved stories about, going to the ocean and everything. I've been down the ocean ever since I was a little girl. I had known my father was a commercial fisherman.
Yes, ma'am.
And I grew up in South Carolina, and so we have a great many people who are people who make their living off the ocean.
Yes, ma'am.
And I have never in my life seen a man go out or put it to an otter or anything. I don't know how you want to say it, but I have never seen a man do an otter take an otter.
Talk about taking order?
No, I'm talking about taking on an otter.
Taking on an otter?
Yes, sir.
Oh. Well, I mean, I don't know, man. I agree with you.
But you agree with me. Have you written a book? Or you wrote a book about you put an otter... You took an otter, or you took an otter out. I didn't know what you did.
No, ma'am. My friend Toby Bowles.
No, his friend, Mavis, this is Phil.
Yeah.
His friend wrote the book, and it's to that we are addressing ourselves. Mr. Dowder did not.
All right. Well, I apologize, sir. I want to say that I hope you do very well with your... If you're talking about a man that wrote a book about putting it to an otter...
Yes, he did, ma'am. Yes, he did. But he also, I have to, in his defense, say that in his book, okay, he said that the otter was open to it.
He's saying an otter that was consensual with otter.
Yes, ma'am.
I can tell you that I have never heard of that. I have never heard of that.
You've never heard of that?
Well, no, I don't think anybody has.
No, I've never heard of that. That's almost devil. You know what I think? I think that is the devil. Oh, no, that's the devil. And anyone say they want to have it out with an otter, or they're going to put it to an otter, or they're going to on Friday night.
Ma'am, I can't understand.
Hold on. Phil, I want to tell you that we had a song. Whoa, Lord, there's a devil. Devil. Whoa, Lord, it's a devil time.
Oh, okay, are you singing? Is this a song?
Oh, hold on. Whoa, Lord, it's a devil. Whoa, Lord, it's a devil time. I'm doing what I oughta, doing what the Lord tell me to do. But I'll never do an oughta, because that's not what the Lord want me to do. Whoa, Lord, it's a devil, it's a devil. Devil is a devil time. Whoa, Lord, it's a devil, devil. Devil is a devil time. Went to the store and I bought her. Brand new dress, looked good. But I never, never, never did an order. Never, never, never would. Whoa!
All right, can we hold on for a minute?
Whoa!
Hold on, okay.
That is a song that I've done. It's called I'm Doing What I Order.
You did an order?
No, you dumbass. I said I done.
No, I order. Just do what you order. I can't understand what she's saying to her. I'm sorry. And
she said she's doing what she oughta.
Dude, that's like a Boston accent or something.
Oh, my God, I hate you. You are dumber than my nephew. You know that? A Boston accent.
Oh, a Boston accent? That's doing what I oughta. You're never going to do an oughta.
You know what I'd like to do? I'd like to do an oughta, do what I oughta. Then I'd like to come down and audit you. What'd you think of that?
You can't audit me. There's nothing that I'm hiding. Yeah, probably you married an otter.
What?
Probably you married an otter. What do you say? I don't understand.
Well, hold on for a minute.
You probably married an otter.
said, Robert, he can't hear you. Robert, quit trying to be a stand-up comic and doing all the funny, everything you heard Horatio's fans doing and everything. What?
God, I'm going to kick your ass.
All right, thank you very much, Mavis.
Well, that's all I do.
All right, 877-876-PHIL. What is that, bud?
Yeah, once you get the credit.
Okay, the song that you just heard, Doing What I Oughta, written by Mavis Leonard. It's a spiritual that she does at her church every Sunday, Joyful Union Congregation in Bellflower. So if you hear that song, Mavis wrote it. Jeff Dowder with us as we continue talking. 877-876-PHIL. So, bottom line, Jeff, it's aberrant.
What, that old lady, or...
No, not the old lady. I'm talking... She's hung... We hung up on her.
Well, yeah, no, it is. I mean, if you're talking about sex with an otter, yeah, it's completely aberrant, because... Look, Toby Bo, I've known my whole life. I've known since we was little. We used to skateboard. We boogie boarded. We learned to surf together. We've been to every major surfing competition on the West Coast, starting from 1995 right on to now. Okay? I mean, that's some very, I mean, that's serious. We hung together. We lived together in Mid Canyon. We had the same girlfriend for like an overlapping time. It was his girlfriend. Then she was with both of us, which neither one of us knew. And then me. And then I eventually married her. And I would never think that he would write a book like this until I saw the gleam in his eye when I talked about Wet Goddess and his memory started skipping back to the time of the otter.
So you think he's serious?
Yes, sir, I do. Yes, sir, I do. I know that the Wet Goddess. I know that that is a joke, but I think time of the otter.
No, it's called Otter.
Yeah, it's Otter, Time of the Season.
Otter, A Journey of Discovery.
Otter, A Journey of Discovery. I thought it was Otter, Time of the Season. You sure?
I didn't write it, man. I didn't write it, okay? 877-876-PHIL. Here is Lloyd. Go ahead, Lloyd. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
This is a question directed to the Caltech professor. Yes, sir. And this is the Caltech professor.
Yes, sir. This is Professor Dowder, sir.
Okay. All right, let's get down to it. Let's get down to it, all right?
Okay.
You say you've got this monkey that... this turkey is a friend of yours.
I got a monkey?
No, this turkey that's a friend of yours.
Yes, sir.
He wrote a book about a relationship he had with a high river mammal. Is that right?
Oh, the what?
What do you mean high river mammal?
That is what a otter is known as. It's a high river, higher California otter, or mammal.
Oh, yes, sir. I mean, he never called it that, but yeah.
All right. I happen to know a little something about it. I happen to know because I'm missing part of my hand today. And the reason why is because I tried to shake hands with one of these things once. And why did I try to do that? Because I saw these otters laying in water, and they were holding hands, and it was very cute, and I wanted to hold an otter's hand. I was fooled by how cute they were. I went to shake hands with it. Well, let me tell you what. There's an old saying, when you shake hands with so-and-so, count your fingers. I never thought it was true until I...
Till you shook hands with an otter, huh?
Till I shook hands with an otter. Well, sir, if I were you, I'd consider myself lucky because my friend Toby Bo, I hate to think what he's missing today. He tried to have one as his spouse.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That's why I think it's a load. Because this guy Bo, this man,
yes, sir,
would have to have be missing something pretty significant for him to have been with an otter. Well, I mean,
Well, that's an easy enough thing to check.
That's exactly what I was going to say.
Not going to get me? What, do you want me to go up there and do a pants check? No way.
Well, no, not you, but I mean, you could easily have a doctor or somebody check.
Well...
You're going to find out pretty seriously, man, whether that guy has written a book that is a hoax himself. I tried to shake hands with an otter. 877-876-PHIL. We'll be right back on the world-famous Phil Henry Show, talking here with Professor Jeff Dowder on the book Otter, Journey of Discovery. The book Wet Goddess is a Hoax. Is Otter a Hoax? We'll be right back. World-famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for Patriots by Patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
World famous Phil Henry Show here. 877-876-PHIL. And we're talking with Jeff Dowder about the book Otter, which I think we can probably say at this point is a hoax and is not a... is not the real deal, because you haven't done, you know, when we say due diligence, Dr. Dowder, we're not just, we ain't just whistling Dixie around here, you know. We mean due diligence means, you know, you have to sort of look into the veracity, you know.
Well, if you say looking into the veracity, Mr. Henry, you know, I would say to you that Mr. Bo has been a friend of mine for a long time, and he has always been very forthcoming with me and has never not been honest with me. So if he said that he had a relationship with an otter, I would believe him. Now, the reason why I went and spent 2 years saying that I believed it was not true was for the very reasons you put here tonight. You know, an otter is going to tear you up. You know?
Yeah, and I understand, but when the lady called and some other people were talking to you about this, the gentleman, in fact, who just called, you were a little confused when they said, well, this guy's been putting you on. When did you really believe that this was, I should ask you this question, when you believed this was a hoax, what was the reason you believed it was a hoax? That the otter would tear you apart, or because this guy owed you money, or he owed you money on a book? What exactly prompted you to say, eventually, you believe this book to be a hoax? What made you believe the book was a hoax? Because when we first started here, you said yes, you thought it was a hoax, but this guy owed you, this guy was doing something concerning a jackrabbit. I don't know what you were saying.
No, that was about the jackrabbit.
Okay, fine. The jackrabbit causing forest fires was a book you wanted to write, and this guy preempted you with his book on otters.
That is correct, yeah.
So you made it sound like you were jealous.
Well, I was not jealous. You know, I mean, you use the word sour grapes, you know, and...
Yeah, that's exactly what I said. Sour grapes, jealousy, whatever you want to call it.
Well, you know, and in a lot of ways it was sour grapes, but... Yeah, I can't say to you that I can't say to you that I thought immediately that he had that it was impossible because that an otter would rip you up, you know.
Yeah, I know, but when the gentleman called and said it's easy enough to check,
yeah,
you hadn't done it.
Well, I'm not going to go to the guy's house and say, "Excuse me, would you drop your pants?" So I can see whether you got one or not. I mean,
no, but if you're writing a book, you could have some doctor check this, or he could some other way of independently verifying this, and you didn't.
No, I did not, Mr. Henry. You know, I plead guilty. Okay, I'm not all that eager to see, see a guy take his pants off. If you'll pardon me, you know.
That's not what we're talking about. So you believe this never happened?
I don't think it ever happened. The dolphin story, I don't know anything about. And as far as the jackrabbits go, you know, starting forest fires, I do intend to write that book because I do believe it happened. And I do believe it's a part of how the fires are started and the people and the thing and everyone gets burned, you know, it's all burned up. You know?
So you believe that, and that's something Mr. Bo told you, but you don't believe the otter story.
I do not believe the otter story, no.
But you believe the jackrabbit story.
Yes, I do. I do believe the jackrabbit story, yeah.
Okay, the jackrabbit's running through high weeds with static electricity?
With static electricity can cause brush fires that do go into forest fires. Yes, I do.
You do believe that?
Yes, sir, because to me it's very plausible, and it doesn't necessitate somebody having, you know, sex with a mammal that's well known to want to tear into you. That'd be like saying, yeah, I had a sexual relationship with a cougar, or not a lady.
No, I know what you mean, a mountain lion.
Yeah, yeah. For a year I had a sexual relationship with a shark. Yeah, sure. Yeah, I mean, some people, you know, they think you're going to believe anything, and they play you, you know.
Well, I would respectfully submit to you that your friend's playing you on that jackrabbit story. As logical as that may sound...
Well, if you think about it, it can happen.
As logical as that may sound... As logical as that may sound, I think it's very bizarre. I think it's something cooked up. What evidence is there for that?
If you think about it...
No, not if I don't think about it. What evidence is there that jackrabbits start fires by running through the weeds?
It explains how they done it.
No, it... All right, thank you very much. Our news and information hour. It couldn't come too fast tonight on the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
Think about it, man.
Phil Henry.